Thank you, Brad, and good morning. In November of 2012, the Eureka City Council authorized city staff to issue bonds to refund the underfunded pension liabilities with the state retirement system, CalPERS. Once the city went ahead and issued the bonds, it was challenged by a man named William Holmes, who claimed the city did not have the authority to do so. Later in November, the city filed for a validation action in Humboldt County Superior Court, and in April, Judge Reinholzen validated the issuance of the bond and agreed with the city. The city, wanting to take advantage of low interest rates, was then authorized to issue the bonds immediately and said in a statement that Holmes' challenges were without merit, and Judge Reinholzen agreed. But Holmes has now filed an appeal to the decision, which will delay the bond issue further. And Mayor Frank Yeager said in a statement that a delay of the bonds could cost the city more than $1 million, and that he hopes for a swift decision on the appeal, calling Holmes' action frivolous. Law enforcement officials have turned the Petrolia firehouse into a command post as the manhunt for wanted murder suspect Shane Miller continues. Miller is suspected of murdering his 34-year-old wife, Sandy Miller, and the couple's two children, 8-year-old Shelby and 4-year-old Shasta, whose bodies were found earlier this week at their residence in Shingletown in Shasta County. Miller, who's a Humboldt County native, apparently made his way back to the Mattole River area. His pickup truck was found abandoned on Wednesday, and officers from local, state, and federal agencies are working on the search. Miller is considered armed and dangerous as an adult white male, 5'10", 200 pounds, with red hair, who may have access to a large cache of weapons. Anyone who has information is asked to contact authorities. College of the Redwoods will hold its graduation ceremony on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in the campus gym. 422 graduates will receive their degrees and or certificates, including 55 students from the CR's nursing program. A separate pinning ceremony for the nurses program will be held at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Commencement is the pinnacle of the year for College of the Redwoods, said President Kathy Smith. It is a day to celebrate our students' accomplishments. It's a special day for our graduates, their families, and friends, and it is also a highly rewarding day for our faculty, staff, managers, and administrators. You can watch the events live online at the school's website or on Cable Access Television Channel 8. And the Eureka Police Department's Traffic Division is looking for witnesses to the fatal traffic collision that occurred last Wednesday at the intersection of Booner and S Streets in Eureka. Investigators have not located any witnesses to the actual collision. Anyone who may have seen the collision or may have traveled through the intersection in the moments prior are encouraged to contact the Eureka Police Department's Traffic Division. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Betty Chin holds a fundraiser tomorrow. Stephen Walker has more.
On Saturday, the Humboldt County community is invited to attend An Evening with Betty, a fundraising event hosted by homeless advocate Betty Chin. The fundraiser benefits the Betty Quan Chin Foundation with the goal of opening a day center in Old Town Eureka to serve the homeless. Chin commented on Talk Shop on Thursday about the importance of establishing the day center.
But important to me, I see at least we can lift up somebody off the street. And I cannot do it. I don't have that skill. But right now, I myself like a homeless myself. I had no office, no. Every time, every friend, people want to talk to me, I go to there, or so I run out of my time.
Chin went on to describe her dream of bringing the homeless off of the streets.
You know, I stuck in for the last 30 years, and then because every day I see them out there, I see them, and then I just had nowhere I can do it. And then I made myself a promise someday I can bend them off the street.
The fundraiser begins at 6 p.m. in the St. Bernard's High School gym.
And that's the news on this Friday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.